This story is called Henny Penny, a traditional tale adapted by Madeline Walton Hadlock and read by Ryan Aoto. This is a library call recording. One hot, dull summer day, Henny Penny was sitting under an oak tree in the shade when, whack, an acorn fell from a branch and hit her smack on the head. "Ouch," said Henny Penny. Not seeing the acorn, she assumed the worst.
"Uh-oh," she said. "The sky is falling. I must go and tell the king."
So she went along and she went along and she went along until she met Rooster Wooster, who was sitting on a fence singing a lazy song. "Where are you going, Henny Penny?" Rooster Wooster crooned.
"I'm going to tell the king the sky is falling," said Henny Penny.
"Now that sounds interesting. May I come with you?" said Rooster Wooster.
"Please do," said Henny Penny.
So Henny Penny and Rooster Wooster went to tell the king the sky was falling. They went along and they went along and they went along until they saw Ducky Daddles slowly blowing bubbles in a shallow pond. When he saw his friends, he perked up.
"Where are you going, Henny Penny and Rooster Wooster?" asked Ducky Daddles.
"We're going to tell the king the sky is falling," they said.
"Oh, may I come with you?" asked Ducky Daddles.
"Please do,"
said Henny Penny and Rooster Wooster. So Henny Penny, Rooster Wooster, and Ducky Daddles went to tell the king the sky was falling. They went along and they went along and they went along until they saw Goosey Boosey roosting in a bush and looking mighty bored.
"Hey there, where are you going, Henny Penny, Rooster Wooster, and Ducky Daddles?" asked Goosey Boosey.
"We're going to tell the king the sky is falling," they said.
"Fascinating. May I come with you?" asked Goosey Boosey.
"Please do,"
said Henny Penny, Rooster Wooster, and Ducky Daddles. So Henny Penny, Rooster Wooster, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Boosey went to tell the king the sky was falling. They went along and they went along and they went along until they saw Turkey Lurkey sleepily snacking on some brown beetles.
"Where are you going, Henny Penny, Rooster Wooster, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Boosey?"
asked Turkey Lurkey.
"We're going to tell the king the sky is falling," they said.
"May I come with you?"
asked Turkey Lurkey, eagerly, his mouth full of beetle mush.
"Please do,"
said Henny Penny, Rooster Wooster, Ducky Daddles, and Goosey Boosey. So Henny Penny, Rooster Wooster, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Boosey, and Turkey Lurkey all went to tell the king the sky was falling. They went along and they went along and they went along until they met Foxy Woxy, who was resting between the roots of a large oak tree.
"Where are you going, Henny Penny, Rooster Wooster, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Boosey, and Turkey Lurkey?" asked Foxy Woxy, sniffing at the air.
"We're going to tell the king the sky is falling," they said.
"Interesting," Foxy Woxy said slowly. "But this is not the way to the king. I know the right way. Shall I take you there?"
"Please do,"
said Henny Penny, Rooster Wooster, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Boosey, and Turkey Lurkey. So Henny Penny, Rooster Wooster, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Boosey, Turkey Lurkey, and Foxy Woxy all went to tell the king the sky was falling. And they went along and they went along and they went along until they came to a dark, narrow hole.
"This is the short way to the king's palace,"
Foxy Woxy said to Henny Penny, Rooster Wooster, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Boosey, and Turkey Lurkey.
"You will soon get there if you stick with me.
I will go in first, and you will follow behind me."
Listener, would you follow Foxy Woxy into that hole?
Henny Penny, Rooster Wooster, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Boosey, and Turkey Lurkey didn't think twice.
"Why, of course.
Certainly.
Without a doubt.
What could go wrong?"
they said. So Foxy Woxy went a little way into the hole, which happened to be the entrance to his very own den. Then he turned around and waited for Henny Penny, Rooster Wooster, Ducky Daddles, Goosey Boosey, and Turkey Lurkey. Turkey Lurkey went first. He hadn't gotten far into the dark passage when,
chomp!
Foxy Woxy gobbled up Turkey Lurkey in one bite. Next, Goosey Boosey went in.
Chomp!
Goosey Boosey eaten too. Then Ducky Daddles and Rooster Wooster ventured into the hole.
Chomp! Chomp!
They became Foxy Woxy's lunch, too. Henny Penny was just making her way into the hole when she heard Foxy Woxy's vigorous chomps.
Uh-oh,
said Henny Penny, and she turned around and ran back home as quickly as her chicken legs would carry her. And listener, she never did tell the king this guy was falling. This has been Henny Penny, a traditional tale adapted by Madeline Walton Hadlock and narrated by Ryan Aoto. This has been a Library Call recording.